This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Reds 3, Cubs 2, ninth inning, the pitch. Bounce toward the middle, De La Cruz is there, throws to first, and the Reds have beaten the Cubs in game one by a score of 3-2.
We pitched very well. Everybody pitched very well. Ben Brown did a heck of a job. Had bad luck on kind of his run that he gave up. He gave us the chance to win. The bullpen pitched well. We didn't hit. Simple as that. We had three hits. It's not gonna win many games with three hits. Simple as that.
Craig is right. You're not gonna win a lot of games when you only have three hits, and the Cubs find themselves three games back of the Milwaukee Brewers before action starts today. And it's strange to see the Cubs not in the top spot. And now seeing that gap between the two teams widen out a little bit when it felt like all season the Cubs had control of this thing in the National League Central. And the other thing, and we made mention of it yesterday, this team that they're playing is playing better baseball, and they're problematic, and they're a team that thinks that they can get into the playoffs as well. So it's a confluence of stuff that doesn't feel great.
Well, yeah, it really doesn't. I mean, it's the fact that the Brewers are 21-7 since the 1st of July. The Cubs are 16-12 since the 1st of July. It's not like they've been awful.
Correct.
It's the eighth best record in baseball over the last, since the 1st of July. It's just the Brewers are unbelievable. And what's happening is that the Cubs now aren't hitting. The top of the order specifically is not hitting. 2 and 3 are obviously struggling mightily. Kyle Tucker's hitting .226 with one homer in 27 games. Since June 29th, Seiya Suzuki is hitting .179 in the last 3 weeks with only one home run.
Pete Armstrong hitting .217 and on base 29% in the last seven.
Ooh. Top four hitters were 0-14 last night. And this is a team that over the last month is 21st in runs scored. That's not where they were living. And so all of a sudden, every little thing becomes so pressurized. And every game is already so pressurized. So when little things happen, like not stepping on first base, or when there's a man on second with nobody out and they don't get him in, which feels like it's happened twice a game for every game over the last 10, it just feels freaking awful.
I appreciate the assist from the texter. You know who did win with three hits last night? Milwaukee.
after they were averaging like 13 hits a game. Then they got three hits last night.
They won.
Quinn Priester.
Looks like all of them happened in the third inning.
Unbelievable trade acquisition. Quinn Priester gave up a home run on his first pitch and then went seven innings.
Yep.
After that. That dude's been unbelievable. He just won 10 games in a row. I think it's first time since Cal Eldred that a Brewer has won 10 games in a row. Yeah, that's why I had to say it, because it's Cal freaking Eldred.
White Sox legend.
Old friend alert.
So, yeah, Lawrence, it's bad. It's a bad week. It's how you put it. You put it on the dock. How'd you write it? Let's go ahead. How'd you tease it when we talked about it?
I haven't looked at the doc. Yeah. What did I write?
Here's what Lawrence wrote.
Things feel sideways with the Cubs.
Yeah, what's in parentheses?
Parenthetically, Spiegs versus Cubs fatalism.
So
you greenlit that, by the way.
Well, give voice to the Cubs fatalism that you're speaking of, sir. Go ahead.
How about this? How about instead of me giving voice to it, how about we open up the phone lines and talk with Cub fans about
it? Well, we can do that.
Would you like to do that?
Yeah, I mean, look, I have been feeling the fatalism since the Jet extension.
So wait a minute.
I mean, since I've been feeling it and I'm fighting it.
Wait.
I'm fighting it. I am Cub fans trying to fight this feeling of fatalism. It's pervasive and it's dangerous. Like we were just talking about with Nico. Sometimes life gives you a really crappy week and you're like, I think it's toast. I think I'm done. I think it's the best that I can do.
I think I'm out.
I think I'm out. I had a good run. I mean, that's the way the season feels right now, but it's not true.
Well, let's ask you, the Cub fan, we'll ask you the D'Angelo question. How does it feel? 312-644-6767. How does Cubs baseball feel right now? How does it feel right now? Because you were, and everybody's mentions pissed about the trade deadline. Yeah. Then the guy that they trade for ends up immediately going to IL. They lose a game in a weird way after winning a game that they felt like they were going to lose on Sunday.
Sure, you can't score any runs against the Orioles. You hit one home run all weekend long.
And then you look 90 miles north,
and
the Brewers are out here winning games with only three hits.
And oh, by the way, one of your franchise icons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Died. Hello, everybody. How's your week?
Yeah, it's not been a good week,
it's
man.
It's not been a good week.
Doesn't feel good at all. And, like, even with all the stuff, and I feel like Cubs fans have done, and it shouldn't just be Cubs fans. I think people who appreciated Rhino, like, everyone's, like, done their part to kind of help everyone else heal around this. And I think that's good. Like, the community healing aspect of it to me is great. But then you're like, all right, now back to the baseball. And you're like, oh, that's not good.
This is a brutal stretch of baseball life. And it feels like nothing is going to get you out of this mess. But teams do get out of this mess. They do recover. And hopefully it is going to be this team that recovers. This is the brutality of a long-ass baseball season. And it's not as bad as it feels. It wasn't as good as it felt at times in the first 4 months. And it's not as bad as it feels right now. There's plenty of baseball left, even though it doesn't feel like there is.
Let's hear from you. 312-644-6767 is the number. Kevin is out in Palatine. Hey, Kevin, you're on the Score.
Hey, guys. Thanks. Thanks for taking the call. Speaks, you said something yesterday, or I don't know if it was Lawrence, but when you talked about the Hector Rodon, that's what I was thinking of Palencia the whole time. I'm like, is this guy, he going to make it? Are we going to get someone else? So that's one of the things. But the other thing that's making me more fatalistic is, like, just looking at it honestly, aren't the Brewers just better than the Cubs? Like, they have a way better rotation. They have a better bullpen, and they hit way more. And the thing that disappoints me the most is I can see Theo sitting there saying the offense is broken. And, it, like, this happens this time every year. I don't know why it's broken. I don't know why Seiya is awful now. I don't know why Tucker, I know he's not costing himself money, but he's costing me sleep.
I don't know. I don't know that the Brewers are better in every one of the phases that you rattled off. They don't have the power, and the power matters.
I have the power.
It's just that the power hasn't been there of late for the Cubs. But when the power's there, they're better. And all of the stats, Boog will probably give you six stats tonight about the team that hits two home runs in a game and how often they win. And in playoff games, the team that hits more home runs than the other one and how often they end up winning the game. Like, I don't have a problem with the construction. It's just that sometimes when you're the Brewers and you have all these line drive hitters and all these contact
and
hitters.
And you have a player of the week, Andrew Vaughn.
And you've got a kid in Isaac Collins who's a Rule 5 pick in 2022, and he's probably going to be Rookie of the Year. And you're like, who? What Collins? Isaac who? Like, they're inventing guys now. The Brewers are inventing guys like the way that the Cardinals used to invent
guys. With their devil magic down there in St. Louis?
They have Milwaukee devil magic now.
They have such a surplus that their Rule 5 players that they lose become all-stars on other teams.
Shane Smith is their Rule 5 guy. Doesn't need him. They get rid of Devin Williams at the right time.
Yep, and that turned into a thing.
How about this? Trevor McGill was a Cub. He was a Cub for like one spring in like 3 months, and now he's got, what, 24 saves? It's like the Brewers are really good at doing the thing, but I don't know that they're not better offensively necessarily than the Cubs. They're having a much better stretch here, but the Cubs homer a lot more. Their homer guys just need to get back on track.
Want to have some fun with numbers? Check this out. Mm. These are Andrew Vaughn's numbers in Milwaukee.
Okay. I mean, honestly, that's like kind of just fun with numbers.
Yeah, go ahead.
First of all, he's a one war already in Milwaukee. He's played 20 games for the Brewers. Here's his slash line, Speaks. 371, 432, 686. His OPS is 1.118.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Six home runs and 24 RBIs.
Yeah. I mean, just an ultimate change of scenery thing where he's like, oh, I get it. Everybody thinks I suck. All right, I should probably not suck.
I should try not to.
I should try not to suck with more effort than I've been trying not to suck. And this team, this organization seems to know what they're doing. I'll listen to them.
Yep.
Wait a minute. We couldn't have sent him to Colson Montgomery Swing School.
I don't know that he would have gone.
Did he have no scholarship?
I don't think there was a scholarship for him. I think all the seats were filled. So he couldn't go.
Maybe they've offered that in the past and he said no. Remember that? Remember that old
thing? Let's check Twitter and see.
Yeah. Let's check the former teammates who then go back into the woodwork.
And the Kyle Tucker thing is interesting because he's still getting on base. Like, that's the wild part about this thing with him, where sure, the power's not there and that's frustrating. And maybe he laid down a sacrifice on Sunday and that's a little scary that he's in that place, but he's still getting on base.
Yeah, he is still getting on base. He's taking his walks. But
the Seiya thing is
the dude behind him is a mess. And this happens to him at least once a year.
I keep wondering if he's being... I didn't look it up on Savant, but I'm curious if he's being pitched differently.
I haven't noticed. It's a good question. But remember, sometimes that dude gets in between. He gets in between fastball and breaking ball and doesn't take great swings at everything. And we know he gets in his own head in the field. So, and I think we know that he goes gets in his own head at the plate. Remember David Ross sitting him down a few years ago, and like that turned his season around? And he had such a wonderful start and such a clear-headed start that you forget that this can happen to him.
But the problem is
he's
like
human.
Figuring out all the off days that you need to give guys because they clearly need, like, Saya needs an off day. PCA needs an off day.
Yeah, PCA won last night.
But then he enters the game, and then it's like, well, wait, why isn't he doing the PCA stuff? Like, there's all this stuff that you've got to figure out if you're Craig, which is something we're going to talk about a little bit later on in the show. Hey, Sean, you're on the score.
Wow, great to be on, guys. Thanks for having me. That was a surprise. I didn't get the warning.
Oh.
I think this is really kind of academic. You know, you've got this great new baseball-minded coach. And I think as the fans, as a deep blue Cup fan, we blew it, guys. The opportunity came and went. This team had a shot. The Brewers are not that much better than the Cubs, but the Cubs never replaced our man Justin Steele, and we never got a closer. We cannot shut anybody down. We'd maybe go 1-2 into the playoffs if we're lucky. How do we fix it? Now we've lost the opportunity, and it's almost all academic. How do we feel? Like they did it to us again.
There's 50 games left, isn't there?
50 games! It's been a bad week.
They're still a playoff team, and them falling completely out of the playoffs would be unheard of. But it's over? Like, wow. There were a lot of things I was expecting. I wasn't expecting that.
Look, I understand there's people out there because it's fatalism. That's what we're standing against. They have the second best record in baseball. The second best.
Baseball.
It's not like it all just fell apart and all has gone away. It's a terrible offensive slump for the two-hitter and the three-hitter.
And the
four-hitter is struggling a little bit, too.
And then the guy that sometimes hits one is also not...
Which guy's that?
Bushy.
He's had his moments.
Thank you.
I mean, it's a bad offensive slump. The starting pitching thing is brutal. I wish they had done more.
Michael Bush, by the way, last 15 games, 157, 246, 275.
All right, so 1-4 is scuffling. It's a bad time for 1, 2, 3, and 4, and also 9, now that Dansby's down there at 9, although he did homer last night. It's a bad time for all of it. But Palencia has one blown save.
I'm not worried about him as much.
He's been so good.
They hit the ball hard against him on Sunday.
They hit the ball hard, and it sucked, and I wish they had more in the pen. But Craig Counsell's got some work to do to figure out who his bullpen guys are. The pressure's on Craig Counsell in a big, big way right now.
Hi, Chris. You're on the score.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Hey, I am one of those Cubs fans right now that I don't understand where everyone else is coming from. I agree fully with you guys. We have the second best schedule or second best in all the league, and everyone's freaking out. These guys, we can't even call it a slump, to be honest with you. I mean, where they're at, the 1 week is not a slump.
I think individual players you can say are in a slump for sure.
Maybe, but you're still throwing out some pretty decent ones. I mean, we haven't done anything too crazy yet. But I'm still all these other ones that are World Series bound teams have all gone through an actual slump where they lost 9 games in a row. They've lost 70 games in a row. We've yet to get swept unless you want to call the one Dodgers sweep at the beginning of the year a sweep.
I mean, I will say, though, to speak to your point, and you're right, Chris, like they've still been winning games. They've still been above right. 500 team during this stretch, but how messed up would it be if they did go into one of those over the next 50 games? It'd be hard for them to recover for the division if they did.
Yeah, I mean, June 15th. Let's go to June 15th. The Cubs have a 22-19 record since June 15th. That's better than the Astros, okay? Astros are 23-20. The Brewers are 30-10. So it's like you've got a team that's doing ridiculous things up north, and it makes everything you're doing look worse. It's not as bad as it feels.
It's pretty bad, though.
It feels pretty bad.
And you are playing those guys, so that's good. They're still on the schedule.
That's a massive, massive series.
You didn't want it to be as big of a deal as it's now looking like it's going to be. And there's still time for it not to be. Like the Cubs could theoretically have a good week and a half, and then all of a sudden it's a series where the two teams are tied going into that, and it feels a little bit better no matter what way that series goes.
Mm-hmm.
But to do the flip side of Chris's point, if the Cubs were to have one of those streaks that other teams have had, and they have not had one yet, be a terrible time for it.
It is time for some different kinds of managerial moves. And we'll get to this a little bit later on. But the petting zoo is not going to be here at any time soon. The magician?
The Egyptian magician.
Is it going to be a pajamas road trip?
And pajamagram.
Yeah. Oh, man. Pajamagram road trip. Now we're getting somewhere. But how about even more running?
That cockatoo is magnificent.
I mean,
so to speak.
PCA getting doubled off last night.
Not running.
He should have been off and running from the get-go.
There's a lot of questions.
You get the gift of getting that guy on base to lead off an inning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.